We all know we live in an era of ever-multiplying outlets via the internet, from newspapers, celebrity magazines, many, many, many different media, all fighting over an incredibly small supply of actually genuine news stories around celebrities. Not that many interesting things happen to celebrities on a daily basis. So the standard for what constitutes an interesting story around a celebrity gets lower and lower and lower. Trips over on pavement near a photographer is actually, you know, a reasonable thing to put on page three of your newspaper these days. In that situation, of course, the burden of proof, if you like, for publishing gets lower as well. And some of this is relatable to the internet. You can see that when a million blogs will recite something, it would never occur to you on the internet to check the sourcing of that story. You would just reprint it, just put it out there. And there is no consequence. So clearly that culture spreads up as well as down, if you know what I mean, through the food chain. And the newspaper diary columns are running on the same principle.
Does it matter? Because you know, the public presumably sees a lot of this stuff. It has a vast appetite for this stuff. But you know, it doesn't always believe most of the stuff it reads or much of the stuff it reads.
There's two points to that. One is essentially, no, it doesn't matter. Nobody believes anything they read in the papers. So therefore, you shouldn't bother even attempting to deny it. And I think that is becoming a prevalent part of celebrity culture, if you like. The cover lines on OK will be the exact opposite to the cover lines on Hello, and nobody really bats an eyelid. The converse of that, of course, is what starts with you don't believe what you read on celebrity pages incredibly quickly becomes you don't believe what you read on the comment pages or what you read on the front pages or what you read or what you see on the television. And we sort of degenerate as a culture into one that does not believe reporting anymore and places no value on reporting. And there is a certain crisis in news journalism at the moment, which I believe is part of that, that sort of degeneration of faith and trust in reporting. And you can see it in how do we fund journalism, you can see it in declining circulations, and you can see it in the sort of debates in Parliament around is there even a value to local newspapers, national newspapers, public service broadcasting, local radio. All these issues essentially come down to is there a public value? And in this situation, I think value equals trust. So I don't want to be pompous about it. Does it matter whether or not Amy Winehouse's beehive was caught on fire via an electric circuit? Probably not. And I'm sure she couldn't care less as long as her name's in the papers. But on some level, if we don't believe what we read in the papers, then something quite intrinsically important has been lost.
I mean, The Guardian obviously does cover celebrity stories as well. We've got an interview with Dwight Yorke coming up later in today's podcast. You know, we're guilty of it as well. But how does The Guardian approach reporting on celebrities, given that there is an appetite, even among Guardian readers, to find out about them?
I don't think we do a great deal of reporting on celebrities in the strictest sense. We don't tend to do a great deal of reporting on celebrity movements. We're quite stern about paparazzi photographs. I don't think we use those. And I don't think we would generally countenance stories of the sort that we're talking about in this expose. In fact, I'm fairly confident we don't. Do we do interviews with public figures? Do we quote what they say? And do we, you know, like to embrace celebrity culture and comment on it through columns like Lost in Showbiz and Marina Hyde, who I think is, you know, a wonderful writer, completely cuts through a lot of this. Absolutely. And I'm sure that we will have recited in some of our coverage of the celebrity world some things that probably aren't as true as they might be in the general scheme of things. And there is a great danger in getting too pious about different sorts of journalism. On the other hand, what this film exposes is a cynical and routine culture of it couldn't matter less whether or not it is true. And I'm absolutely confident that the Guardian does not practice that.